De vuelta con ustedes, amigos, con Gloria Cárdenas, como todos los sábados o como todas las semanas también, a través de FamiliaAmerica.com y LaGrandeSoleil.com. Usted se perdió el show en vivo los sábados a las 8 de la mañana por La Grande. Ahora nos puede escuchar durante la semana en FamiliaAmerica.com o LaGrandeSoleil.com. Todos los shows de Gloria están ahí a su disposición. El teléfono de Gloria es el 801-656-9605, 801-656-9605. La oficina está ubicada en la 626243 sur de la Redwood Road, la suite 235, 6243 sur de la Redwood Road, suite 235 en Taylorsville. Y hoy sábado están abiertos hasta las 3 de la tarde.
Yes, and I don't have walk-ins, which is the reason why I don't have walk-ins. I mean, it's good to know where my office is.
Claro.
The reason why I don't have walk-ins is because what I do with my life and my job and my career and my clients is I give everyone an appointment.
The time.
Why? Because I can only do one thing at a time. I can only handle Claro. One client at a time. So if you have an hour consultation booked, we can talk for an hour. It's not like we, and if it's a little bit over, that's fine too. If it's a little bit less, that's fine too. But I'm not going to be interrupted. I'm not taking telephone calls. People aren't walking in. Yes, if an ICE officer calls about one of my clients, I usually will step out, because when ICE officer calls about one of my clients, I got to get to them, because ICE officers are very busy. So I will take that call, but that's very infrequently, you know, that they will actually call me.
Y dice Gloria que todo lo tiene completamente ordenado y agendado, ¿eh? Por eso es de que a veces la gente llega, se presenta a su oficina, está bien que lleguen, dice que conozcan la oficina, pero ella todas las sus citas las tiene agendadas. El motivo y la razón es porque solo hay una Gloria Cárdenas, ¿verdad? Que puede atender a una pareja o a una familia a la vez. Y el segundo es porque es la manera de que le puede ofrecer a usted un espacio específico de tiempo, una hora. Si es más de una hora está bien, si es menos de una hora está bien, pero va a darle la atención completamente a su caso en esa hora. Y aparte, cuando usted hace una cita con Gloria, tiene un equipo detrás, Gloria, que va a pedirle mucha información a usted para dársela a Gloria, para que Gloria tenga todo preparado cuando usted llegue a la cita con Gloria.
Exactly. Yeah, we do a detailed intake, which is really important.
Claro.
Because honestly, you would be surprised how many people will come to my office and they think they're going to get their green card this one way, right? But then when I finally get to... Well, I need to know about them. I need to talk
Claro.
To them and feel relaxed. And they will tell me certain things that maybe they haven't told another lawyer, because that they're doing a free consultation, like 5 minutes, ask a few questions. But when we sit down and talk, you may tell me certain things that will open the door in my mind to, oh, well, have we thought about doing this? We can do that. But unless you have a little bit of a rapport with somebody
Claro.
That you can trust me to say, okay, you know what, actually, this petition was filed for me, or actually, I was a victim of domestic violence, or to be honest with you, Gloria, I went out of the country, I came back in, I went out, I came back in, but I need to know everything. So you don't usually just walk up to a stranger,
yeah,
which
yeah.
I'm a stranger to them, and just start telling me your life story. But in reality, if you want to have a lawyer that can represent you successfully, you really have to approach it like that, like a therapist.
Exacto.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Y Gloria dice que, lógicamente, para que todo tenga o funcione, tiene que haber una muy buena reunión, una muy buena cita, con tiempo específico. Para que Gloria pueda conocer sus detalles, se necesita que se haga una cita, para que de esa manera el grupo de Gloria va a pedirle mucha información a usted, para que Gloria tenga un análisis completo de su situación, y de esta manera poder establecer una conversación amena, de confianza, donde usted pueda decirle todo a Gloria Cárdenas. Es como una terapista, dice. Tienes que comentarle todo, porque es la única manera que Gloria puede saber o conocer o sugerir o señalar algún camino que puede estar en su situación, un camino hacia la legalidad.
All right, so let's go back to this border wall. So the president has announced an emergency. Let's go back in time. Remember when the president was campaigning, he said, I'm going to make build a wall. And who's going to pay for it? Mexico. Well, you know darn well that Mexico wasn't paid for. In fact, every Mexican was probably laughing their butts off when they heard that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Why would they do that? Well, they don't even pave their own roads half the time because they take so much money. They don't put the infrastructure into their own roads,
exactly,
into their own things. Why are they going to put a wall to give us billions of dollars for a wall? That was silly. We all know that it was silly. It was a campaign thing that they did. Then in December of 2018, both sides had agreed on a bill that would give a lot of money for border secure and wall. And just before it was going to be put into law, the president decided not to sign it. That was December 22nd, and the shutdown happened.
Muy bien, vamos de vuelta al tema, y vamos a ponernos en perspectiva con el tiempo. Porque cuando el presidente Trump estuvo en campaña, él estuvo, fue una línea de campaña, básicamente, lo del muro, el muro, el muro. Y él amenazó diciendo que México, o señaló, diciendo que México iba a pagar por el muro, lo cual fue algo tonto, porque realmente de risa, porque México ni pone el dinero en su propia infraestructura de caminos, ¿cómo lo va a poner para construir un muro? A darle dinero a los Estados Unidos. Eso no pasó ni va a pasar. Entonces, en diciembre del 2018, cuando ya las dos partes habían llegado a un acuerdo, el presidente, de darle al presidente billones de dólares para que construya su muro y la tecnología y todo eso, ¿qué pasó? El presidente no firmó el bill. Y es por eso que se dio el cierre parcial de gobierno.
That's
Esto
right.
fue el 12 de diciembre.
That's exactly right. So what caused that 5-week shutdown caused $3 billion lost to our economy. But worse off, 800 federal workers were out of work, out of pay, or had to go to work without pay. And so this three-week break that the president said, okay, we'll try and work out a deal. They worked out a deal, but guess what? The bill that they signed had less money overall for the border security in the wall, and he was mad about it because he couldn't get the compromise he wanted. Now, he could have signed the bill in December. It would have been a better bill for him, but he didn't do it. So now we're left with a new bill that didn't have as much money he wanted for his wall. So now he said, I'm going to declare a national emergency. And I will explain why he declared that, because it has only one thing to do, is getting more money. More money, more money, more money to build the wall.
Muy bien, y entonces, ¿qué pasó? Con este cierre temporal del gobierno de 3 semanas, se llegó a otro acuerdo. Y el acuerdo, lógicamente, enojó más a Trump, porque no le daba los fondos necesarios que él está pidiendo, el que él firmó el pasado 15 de febrero. Entonces, él necesita más dinero. Y por eso, como necesita más dinero, él necesita ver de dónde lo saca. Y por eso él está declarando un estado de emergencia nacional, lo cual no existe.
Right, exactly. So he declares a national emergency, which what happens is there is money that is set aside for emergencies. And what he's going to do is to take money that Congress has already set aside for military projects and take the money from those projects and take the money and divert it and put it into constructing the wall.
Ahora, hay ciertos cuentas que tiene este país o ciertos fondos que son para emergencias y para proyectos militares o situaciones en donde se necesite dinero para los militares o proyectos militares. Entonces viene Donald Trump y quiere desviar estos fondos que son o que están para este tipo de proyectos para construir su muro.
Right.
Él quiere desviar estos fondos y el Congreso no sé si se lo va a permitir, si va a estar de acuerdo el Congreso, Gloria.
So there's three projects. I'll just briefly name them. One of them is the defense intelligence centers at military bases. For example, at the military base in Europe, we have a defense intelligence centers, which means people that are monitoring what's going on around the world and who is trying to come into our country. So we have a center where we keep an eye on Russia. Right, and that is funded. That is funded. That is a defense intelligence center that will not be getting funds because the funds will be going to build the wall. That's one of them.
Yeah, that is the Germany base.
Yeah, the Germany base.
Okay.
Yeah.
Entonces, este dinero que está o ha sido alocado para proyectos militares, Gloria nos explica cuáles son estos proyectos militares. Bueno, están las bases donde se maneja mucha inteligencia alrededor del mundo. Por ejemplo, la que está en Alemania, que es la que para que esté controlando todo lo que está pasando en Europa y con los rusos. Ese es un centro de defensa de los militares, es una base militar. Entonces, este dinero está alocado o ha sido alocado para este tipo de proyectos o de centros de defensa de inteligencia.
Right. Second one is military readiness training centers. So when where we have to train our military, there's huge centers where they build actual makeshift cities inside of buildings to train our military to go into
how to react
in like, let's say, a city center. Like when we took our troops into Iraq, into some of these cities where there were a lot of women and children, and it was a sort of hand-to-hand combat and a lot of small alleyways and things like that. We actually built centers in the United States that were training facilities that were mock cities. So
duplicate.
We could... What?
Duplicate.
Duplicating. So we could duplicate that. So that's another part of that funds is going to be taken away for that purpose and moved to build the wall.
Ahora, este dinero también se ocupa, estamos hablando del dinero que se tiene alocado para este tipo de proyectos militares. Uno son las bases militares donde se manejan centros de defensa o de inteligencia. Lo otro son para centros de entrenamiento, donde se duplican ciudades o escenarios posibles de para entrenar a los militares, por ejemplo, de Irak. O de se hacen como duplicados de ciudades para que los militares sepan cómo reaccionar en un combate mano a mano, un combate hombre a hombre cuando hay civiles.
Exactly.
Como mujeres y niños.
And then the other thing is, so we've built all these F-35 airplanes. They're huge I know, they're so beautiful. That we built them, but we need places to house them. So we were in the part of the money was to build these housing units for the planes we've already paid for.
Hangares.
Yeah, so we need to do that, but they're going to take part of that money to build the wall.
Y la otra parte para donde se dirige este dinero es para guardar los F-35, los aviones que nos dan la seguridad y que nos dan ese poderío aéreo que tiene este país en todo el mundo. Necesitan todos estos aviones que se han construido, se necesitan guardar en hangares, se necesitan tener en bases militares guardados. Entonces, para eso se ocupa este dinero. Y ahora el presidente Trump quiere quitarle el dinero que se ocupa para estos tres proyectos militares que nos ha mencionado Gloria para construir el muro.
Exactly. Now, can the president do this? Listen, the Congress. So there's three branches of government in the United States. The executive branch, which is the president.
Exactly.
The Congress, which makes the laws and decides where our taxpayer money will be spent. And the third thing is the judiciary, which is where the judges, the courts.
Okay.
Congress usually and always has the decision of where we're going to put our money. However, in 1976, there was a law that allowed discretion for the president to divert some of those funds to if there is a national emergency. So he has the right to say, okay, I don't want this money to go for military readiness because there's an emergency, but the president must declare the emergency. So what the president has done, he's declared the emergency at the border. He's taking that money and he's going to divert it to build the wall. The question will be whether it is an actual emergency as it is defined in the law. That is going to be a legal battle that is going to go probably commence in the courts within the next week or so, and we will see if the president has created this new type of policy and implementation of the law, and if it will be successful, and it will likely go to the Supreme Court. It is going to be a very big deal. However, in the meantime, what will likely happen is that someone will file a lawsuit in the court asking for an injunction, which is basically saying stop the funding of the wall, which will likely, if it's presented correctly, using the president's own language in the Rose or in that White House today, him saying, I didn't really need, there isn't an emergency, but I just want to build the wall faster. Using his own words, they're going to use those words in the briefs they file with the court. And we will see what the judges say. whether there's merit to this or whether it's not meritorious.
Muy bien, aquí vamos. Y vamos a traducir todo lo que nos ha dicho Gloria. Yeah. Hay básicamente los poderes o cómo se maneja el poder acá en este país. Está el poder ejecutivo, que es el presidente. Está el Congreso y está la Corte Suprema de Justicia. Yeah. Muy bien, entonces, los fondos están alocados. ¿Qué pasó? Que en el 1976 se dio una ley en donde una acción ejecutiva echó mano de estos fondos que estaban están designados para los militares porque había una emergencia nacional. Y en ese momento se aprobó el uso de esos fondos y me imagino que desde esa fecha, Gloria, since 1976,
yeah.
Yeah, there is existe la posibilidad de que el presidente haga una orden ejecutiva para usar fondos en caso de emergencia nacional. Ahora, el punto está en que Trump tiene que comprobar que esto es una emergencia nacional. Y vamos a ver si pasa el Congreso y vamos a ver qué dice la Corte Suprema de Justicia. Ahora, lo que Gloria dice es de que, lógicamente, en las mismas palabras de Trump, que él quiere construir este muro lo más rápido posible, va a haber litigaciones, van a haber escenarios donde no van a estar de acuerdo. Esto va para largo, Gloria. This is going to take a lot of time.
Yeah, so don't worry about it too much. That's what my whole point is. It's going to go to the courts, and the funding is, it's going to be a big battle. It's a legal battle, and everyone knows it, right? The president knows it. Everyone knows that this is a long shot for the president, but it's what he's decided to do. He does have the right to do it. The question will be is whether it will be successful for him.
Y bueno, dice Gloria que va a ser una batalla legal larguísima, en la que le espera al presidente Donald Trump para comprobar que sí es una emergencia nacional y para de esa manera hacer uso de estos fondos que son para los militares. 801-656-9605. 801-656-9605, el teléfono de Gloria, anótelo. Llámele, haga una cita. 801-656-9605. Vamos a ir a otra pausa. Tenemos más con Gloria Cárdenas. Sígala por Twitter y también por Instagram. FA Immigration. Volvemos.